So analytical procedures then, basically they just compare current and prior year figures, current and budgeted figures, client and industry figures. And at the planning stage, they're really useful for helping you get an understanding of the client's performance over the last 12 months and to help you see if there's any significant changes to the business. What they do is they can help you identify any strange deviations that could mean a mistake. And then you look at those deviations and you try and investigate them with further audit procedures. So, you know, it could be things just very simply that turnover's doubled, but cost of sales hasn't doubled. And you'd want to look at as to why that is. Is it because there's been an increase in sales price during the year or a decrease in costs during the year? You know, what is the reason? But what it's done is it's focused your attention on a particular area, you investigate why, and of course what it could be is that maybe we got the costs wrong, or maybe we got the sales wrong, maybe there's a big misposting somewhere. But by looking at the analytical procedures, by doing this simple comparison of numbers, what we can do is focus our attention on areas that are more risky to misstatements.